Hi there, and welcome to the Heart-Centered Horsemanship Academy podcast. This is Kimberly Horman, and today is episode 22 on season 2 of this podcast, where we're going to talk about how to work with a horse that gets behind the vertical. Along your riding journey, it's likely a lot of us will experience the issue of a horse that comes behind the vertical. This is a way for the horse to avoid contact, and they do so by curling their neck and bringing their chin close to their chest, resulting in the feeling that your horse has let go of the bit and you've lost the contact altogether. This is problematic from many standpoints, but most importantly, it results in unhealthy biomechanics. So why does it happen, and how do we fix it? Let's get into detail about this common scenario. So first, let's start out by talking about why this is a big problem. If we take a look at the dressage training scale, the first section is rhythm. When a horse comes behind the vertical, the rhythm of their gait becomes variable and inconsistent. This is especially noticeable at the walk. Moving on to suppleness, it's important to note that a horse who isn't correctly seeking the contact will have a hollow back. When the back is hollow, the hindquarters will struggle to come underneath the horse, resulting in a loss of suppleness. When a horse curls behind the bit, it's impossible for him to work into the contact, which inhibits the flow of energy we're looking for in a horse exhibiting proper self-carriage. Remember, energy from the hind legs should be traveling over the length of the entire top line and coming into the bit, where the rider then follows the motion of the head and neck with an elastic, supple feel. Without the hind legs properly thrusting the horse along, the use of half halts and leg cues that have the goal of producing more impulsion is negatively affected. In laterals, circles, and turns, a horse that evades the bit by coming behind the vertical will often lack proper bend and not be able to stay straight along the line of travel. This lack of straightness causes all sorts of balance and steering problems. Finally, without a correct connection to the bit, true collection simply cannot be achieved. This is largely due to the fact that the horse will not be able to sustain impulsion and engagement unless they're on or slightly in front of the vertical. So as you can see, a horse going behind the vertical affects every single element of the training scale. Now, if this is such a detrimental situation, why does it happen in the first place? In order to know the best way to help your horse, it's important to get to the root cause of why your horse is coming behind the bit. The first thing to rule out is pain. If your horse suddenly begins coming behind the vertical and nothing else has changed, this is a strong indication that you should have your equine dentist out to check your horse's teeth. This is also true for a horse that appears to refuse to come into the contact correctly, and the problem has been ongoing. Ruling out pain or medical issues is always my recommended starting point when it comes to issues with the contact. Once pain has been ruled out, it's time to evaluate your hands. If you aren't yet able to ride with independent hands, and that means hands that never balance on the reins and hands that can stay elastic during all the gaits, this could be why your horse is coming behind the vertical. Seesawing your hands in an attempt to get your horse on the bit is a major no-no, and it will always result in a false frame or the horse evading the contact. Imagine a flexible piece of plastic or even a dressage whip being pressed against a wall. If you want the outline of the straight stick to become bowed, you would keep your hands steady, applying a gentle feel on the stick. If your hands kept taking and giving on the plastic, or bouncing, or grinding back and forth, there's no way that the plastic could stay bowed. Think about the plastic as your horse's top line. Busy hands simply do not encourage a horse to take the contact correctly. Another mental image that can be helpful is to imagine you're holding two cups of water in your hands as you're riding. Imagine trying not to jostle or spill the water from the cups. Now, I've actually tried this myself, but I don't recommend it for the sole fact that some horses would spook if they're splashed with water, and that creates a safety issue. So the mental image itself is enough for most riders. If your hands are steady and your horse is still having a hard time, you'll next want to take a look at how your bridle and bit are fitted. Even a small rough patch on the bit could be irritating your horse's mouth. The bit may not fit anatomically inside the mouth, even if it's the correct size, like widthwise. So if you have questions about how your bit fits, I can help through a virtual consultation. There are also professional bit specialists out there that can help as well. Tight nose bands can also create discomfort and cause your horse to come behind the vertical. Be sure you have at least 2 flat fingers worth of space after you tighten your nose band. Even if your nose band has the right amount of slack, you could experiment with loosening it 1 or 2 holes to see if your horse goes a little better. Another scenario could be that you've introduced a double bridle too early for your horse, or your horse's level of education. This is a recipe for discomfort. Improperly fitting double bridles can cause a lot of discomfort for a horse. They can also be uncomfortable when a rider is not yet educated enough on how to use both sets of reins. If your horse has come behind the vertical right around the time you introduce the double bridle, try going back to the snaffle for a while. Brush up on your skills and consult with a trainer before transitioning your horse to the double bridle. If you're someone who uses gadgets such as draw reins to encourage or force your horse to work into a frame, this can be very harmful. Draw reins are simply a band-aid approach and they don't work as a shortcut to get your horse to work into a connection. Draw reins have the potential to be painful, and they can also cause a horse to habitually duck behind the vertical to avoid that pain. If a horse that has had recurring discomfort associated with working into the contact, they may have formed a habit around going behind the vertical. If this is the case after you've done your troubleshooting, it's time to help your horse learn how to move in a healthier way. Here's how to do that. Now this is the fun part because we're going to learn how to fix the problem. And that starts from the ground. Lunging with a focus on encouraging stretching at first is a good starting goal. Once the horse stretches their head forward and down, kind of long and low, and that's consistent, you can begin to reintroduce the idea of contact. From this point on, you can lunge your horse with properly fitted side reins. Now, it is crucial that the side reins are long enough that they don't make contact with the bit unless the horse chooses to stretch into them. The purpose of this is to show the horse that they can stretch into a connection that doesn't bounce, seesaw, come unsteady, or jostle the bit in their mouth, and that they can learn to feel safe when they choose to stretch into this contact. Never use side reins to try to position your horse's head and neck how you think it should be positioned. I'm just going to repeat that. Just never, ever, ever use your side reins to position your horse's head and neck how you think it should be positioned. If your horse has been struggling for a long time, she may not trust the side reins for the first few sessions, but don't be discouraged by this. Simply encourage forward impulsion and engagement, and the stretching will eventually follow. When your horse consistently is thinking forward and seeking contact with the side reins, you can then transition this work to under saddle. Generally, a curved line, such as a circle, is the best approach to beginning the contact work under saddle. Start out on a longer rein and look for the feel of your horse seeking the bit, stretching long and low. Don't start with short reins. You may also want to ride a few transitions and additional bending exercises such as serpentines to get your horse relaxed physically and mentally. Once you feel that your horse is relaxed and focused, start to shorten the outside rein first and then the inside rein. And you're going to just ask for a slight inside bend. A lot of us have a habit of overbending our horses. So for reference, in a 20-meter circle, you don't really want any more bend than the amount necessary to be able to peek down and see your horse's inside eyelashes. Your goal here is to be able to get your horse to bend around your leg. Don't focus on the head and neck. Instead, focus on the hindquarters, thoracic spine, and head and neck together, creating that slight inside curve. If you ask for too much bend to the inside, you'll lose the connection through the outside rein, and the horse will likely drop her shoulder. When this happens, it'll feel like your horse is bending to the inside, but falling to the outside. If the rhythm and impulsion is still good at this point, you'll feel your horse starting to look for the contact the same way she had been on the lunge. If your horse's outline is still really long and low at this point, don't worry about that. Stretching towards the bit instead of ducking behind it is the goal here. Just continue asking for forward as you maintain the bend through your horse's whole body. It's critical here that you don't fiddle with the reins. Just keep an elastic connection through your shoulders, elbows, and wrists, as well as keeping your body supple, being careful not to lean to the inside of your circle. If at any point during the shortening of your reins you feel that he's starting to get behind the vertical again, you'll want to correct this by lengthening the reins and asking for more forward movement. Don't rush this step. You may want to spend a week or two in this stage without moving on to the next phase. Too much contact too soon can easily set you back in a matter of minutes. Once your horse is confidently seeking the bit, not losing impulsion, and maintaining bend, you can begin asking for more engagement from the hind end. Through the use of correct half halting, starting first from your seat and legs, and then to your reins, your horse will begin to use his body in a more uphill posture. Contact problems are often habitual, and fixing them takes time. Remember to stay patient, listen to your horse, and take as much time as you need to fix the problem. Thank you so much for being here and listening to my podcast. Do you have a question for me? Feel free to hop on my website, heartcenteredhorsemanshipacademy.com, and you can send it to me from there. I'd love to answer some listener questions. Make it a priority for your next ride to be one of harmony, connection, and most of all, joy. Take care.